From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, Donald Trump continues his push towards the U.S. Republican Party presidential nomination with two victories in state primary elections. Trump was declared the winner of the party caucus in Kentucky late Saturday, hours after winning the Louisiana primary. Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who has emerged as Trump's closest rival, won primary contests in Maine and in Kansas. Trump says he is the only candidate who can beat Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton in the general election.
I see it all the time. We're going to beat Hillary. And I'll tell you something. The one person that Hillary doesn't want to run against, I will tell you this, is Donald Trump. That I can tell you.
And on the Democratic side, Clinton posted a win over her opponent, Bernie Sanders, in the state of Louisiana. Sanders won Kansas and Nebraska caucuses. Also in the news, panic has gripped Cameroon's capital, Yaoundé, after a confidential letter from the country's defense minister leaked to social media stating that Boko Haram terrorists had arrived in the city. Since their insurgency spilled over into Cameroon 3 years ago from Nigeria, Boko Haram terrorists have operated only in the country's northern border with Nigeria. No attacks have been reported in the southern parts of Cameroon. Afghanistan's Taliban is casting further doubt on prospects for peace talks with Kabul. In a Pashto-language statement given to VOA, the Taliban said it believes talks cannot be productive until all foreign forces leave Afghanistan, sanctions on insurgent leaders are removed, and Taliban prisoners are freed. This is VOA News. The Obama administration's envoy to the coalition fighting the Islamic State says the operation to throw the militant group out of the Iraqi city of Mosul is underway. Speaking in Baghdad, Brett McGurk said that the elements are being put in place to drive the Islamic State from the Iraqi city. McGurk cautioned that the operation will be a difficult one.
I will say Mosul will be very complicated. It'll be a mix of forces, and it'll be very important to ensure it's well planned. It's well planned from a military perspective, it's well planned from a humanitarian perspective, and it's well planned from a political perspective.
Islamic State took control of Mosul in June of 2014. Leaders from Iran and Turkey are calling for cooperation in putting an end to conflicts and sectarian violence in the region. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Iran and Turkey can collaborate to end conflicts and bloody killings. Speaking at a joint news conference in Tehran, he said cooperation will also be effective and useful in ending sectarian violence. Iranian Vice President Eshag Jahangiri said that Iran and Turkey have disagreed over handling the crisis, but both sides are determined to move toward stability. Turkey is the main backer of the rebels fighting to topple Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, while Iran, along with Russia, support the Assad government. Turkish police have fired tear gas and rubber bullets at hundreds of protesters trying to resist a takeover of the country's biggest newspaper, Zaman, seized by authorities in a crackdown on the opposition media linked to a religious group whose leader lives in exile in the United States. Media rights groups have denounced the crackdown by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's government. President Obama says he will urge leaders from Silicon Valley and other tech hubs to help tackle some of the problems facing the country when he travels to the South by Southwest conference this week. Mr. Obama said that greater use of technical innovation in government has made it easier for students to apply for financial aid for college, for Americans to buy health insurance, and for immigrants to track their green card applications.
That's what this is all about, making sure our government of the people and by the people works better for the people in the 21st century. It's about Americans working together to make a real difference in people's lives.
President Obama has said, well, government serves its people depends on how much talented individuals contribute to the common good. South by Southwest is an annual conference in Austin, Texas. It is devoted to film, music, interactive media, and technology. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.